Joe and Sparky.
Free radio.
I really need you to listen carefully to this because it is beyond belief that this happened yesterday. You won't believe it's happened, but it really happened right in front of my face. In the centre of Wolverhampton, Sparky and I went to the Grand, the Wolverhampton Grand, because not been before, we thought we'd go have a look round.
Yeah, it was nice when I had a little look round, didn't we?
And we're going, we went to went on stage, had a little sing. It was all very nice.
Looked at the new painted ceiling in there. Just retouched.
Very ornate.
Up.
Very ornate.
That's it. Mentioned the architecture and looked at the new gold leaf ceiling. Very nice.
And as we're going through past the dressing rooms and stuff backstage at the theatre. Sparky said, what was the first thing you say? Lead on to Scott, lovely Scott, who was taking us round. Lead on, Macduff.
Yeah, because, well, that's it. Because I always get a bit nervous when you go to a theatre and stuff like that, because it's like, it's a bit posh, isn't it? It's a bit grand. And, well, I thought I'd just try and be a bit intelligent, drop some theatre knowledge like I do, and I just sort of like went, lead on, Macduff, quote from Macbeth, the play, which is like properly intelligent. If it's a Shakespeare play, oh, there you go, just drop in, just quoting Shakespeare on a tour of the theatre. I mean, that's bang on, right?
When he goes, lead on, Macduff, and no one said anything, he then really loudly said, you know, Macbeth.
And you all went weird. And
I still can't believe it's happened, because you know, because everyone knows, that you don't say Macbeth at a theatre because it curses it.
No,
it
doesn't.
You can't do it.
I had no idea about this.
I can't believe you didn't know it.
And you and producer Ben made me feel so awkward in front of Scott, because he's obviously a lovely bloke showing us round, and you're like, you can't say Macbeth in a theatre.
I don't think we said that word. I think we said the Scottish play.
You did.
I think that's what we said, because that's what you say.
But hold on, I've got a blooming A-level in performing arts and dance, right? Then there's something wrong with the education system, right? Because I've had extracurricular education upon theatre, and I never have been told about the Macbeth rule.
Stop saying Macbeth.
Well, sorry. We're not in the theatre now. We're fine.
The funny thing about this is that he really thinks we're winding him up, it's not a thing that every single person in the land knows. You don't say the word Macbeth at a theatre because it curses it. Apologies. Sparky's now cursed the theatre. He's now cursed Wolverhampton.
I was trying to undo it, though, by like just going, has anyone got an Eye of Newt and Bubble Bubble Toil and Trouble? Dropping more Macbeth quotes.
Making it worse. It was just horrific.
Who knew that? I mean, that's a stupid rule.
Not who knew, because everyone knew. Like, I don't know what to say to you. Everyone knows that. 87867 is Free Radio's text number. Two things here.
Right.
You knew that, right?
Macbeth.
Just text that. Yeah, of course we knew, Sparky, you idiot. Text, that's fine to text.
I mean, oh, come on, let's not misuse the text system.
87867, you knew that. That's number one. Number two, how do we take away this curse? Because Wolverhampton is now cursed because of an idiot.
I got it. Go in there and say Coriolanus. It's another Shakespeare play.
Again, you're making it worse.
I don't know.
It's Free Radio.
Trying to look intelligent is hard.
I'm feeling sexy and free.
Joe and Sparky.
Free Radio.